Bezras Hashem Yisbarech, today's daf is Memhei Maseches Bava Kamma's 1436th daf in Shas. Our daf, as summarized by the Mishnah on Mimdal Rama Beis, which we're going to begin with, is going to talk about two very important Shas topics. Number one is the phenomenon of Kodshim. If an individual has a shard that we learned in our perek, that once it gores, it's chayiv misa, if the bailim are magdish, a shard hayotze lisakel, what is its status in terms of hegdish, and the difference between its status if one was magdish before the gemar din, before the shard was pronounced by Bezdin as being a gorer, versus after. Then we're going to have another halacha in the Mishnah, and that is the halacha of one who gives his shor to a shomer, that the shomer now becomes obligated to pay for the damages of the shor. And the second half of today's daf is going to discuss the halachos of the arba shomer, which are featured primarily in our coming Masechta, in Maseches Bava Metzia, but we're going to have a couple important halachos in regards to Shmira as well. Finally, we're going to discuss a machlokas between Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yehuda and the Mishnah on Memhei Amud Beis, and that is a fundamental machlokas in regards to someone who watches his animal, but only in a very nominal way. What the Mishnah and Rashi is going to describe as a shmira p'chusa, a nominal shmira, there is going to be a machlokas between Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yehuda, whether one is chayiv in the case of muad. Interestingly, they both agree that by tam muad, they're both, the individual is chayiv because he didn't guard the ox with a shmira mu'ula. However, Rabbi Yehuda is of the opinion that one is potter on muad, despite the fact that he's chayiv on tam. And we're going to discuss why Rabbi Meir holds your chayiv in both tam and muad, while Rabbi Yehuda holds your potter on muad. And we're going to be introduced to the concept of stam shvarim lav becheskas shimur kaimi, as developed by Shitas Rabbi Meir, that generally one cannot consider one's animal guarded without doing something that is extra and beyond a nominal form of shmira. Let's Be'ezer Hashem begin Mem Dalet Amud Beis. Shorshu Yotze Lisakel V'Higdish Bailov Eino Muktush. If a ox has gone out already to be stoned, as we learned in the previous Mishnayos, an animal that's a gorer has to be killed, even if he's gored once. If he's going out Lisakel and then the bailim consecrate it, they make it hegdish, Eino Muktush, it's not considered hegdish. And the reason for that, Rashi on the top of Memhei Amud Aleph explains that once the shor is already going out lisakel, lav birshusei demarikai, it's no longer in the possession of the owner. It's already now one that has been entirely removed from his rishus to be put to death. Most achronim understand that Rashi is saying that because the animal is aser bahana, so then in such a case, the animal is no longer in the rishus of the bailim. The iser hana makes it that it's not in the his rishus. That's how the Ktzais HaChoshen understands Shitas Rashi. There is a machlokas, v'amevin yavin, between the Ktzais and the Maram Shik, whether the animal is not even shaloi. It's Rashi said it's not birshusai, but does Rashi mean it doesn't even belong to him? As well, the simple reading of Rashi is that it's shalom, but not birshuso to be able to be magdish. Back into our Mishnah. So, if the animal has been consecrated, it's insignificant if it already has to go out to be put to death because it's aser bahana, as we learned about in previous Mishnayos. V'im actually nigmar dina higdisho bailov, but if it was prior to the gmar din that the owners consecrated, so then in such a case mugdish. Then it's considered consecrated. Vim shachtu, and if it's prior to the gemar din, it was slaughtered. Besaro mutter. Then the basar is not asur bahana. It's mutter. A new case. Masru l'shay mechinim l'shal nois yisachar ulasaycher. If a person gives over his shor to a shomer, So then the rule of thumb is, whatever the shor status is, whether it's a tam or a mu'ad, nichnasu tachas habaylim. The shomer now takes the responsibility of the owner, and therefore if it damages under their watch, mu'ad mishalim nezek shalim, v'tam mishalim chetzi nezek. Zokdeilig gemara, last line, amim dalin am beis tanu rabbanon shor shehim is achalai nikmar dinoi. If an animal killed prior to gemar din, the sale is a valid sale. Of course, ultimately, the animal, is, when it's killed, is not going to belong to the one who bought it. But Rashi explains that during the period of time, up until the moment of Gemar Din, the buyer can use it, l'radya, for its work. Hikdisho mogdush, if he consecrates it, it's considered hegdish. Shachto, if he slurs it, besara motor. Hechziru, shoyme lebeis balov. In a case, the animal gored, killed when it was still in the rishus of a shomer, like we spoke about, similar to the seifa of the Mishnah, and then the shomer returned it lebeis bailov, and then there was a gemar din muchzar. Then the shomer has returned it, and therefore he doesn't even have to pay the bailim back if afterwards the bezin paskins that it needs to be put to death. However, mishnigmar dino, once there's a gemar din, so then there. The above halachos change. Number one, machre ne machre, hikdisho ene mugdish. Shachtu besara, asur, if he shecht him that the basar is asur. And the final halach is inverted as well. Hikziru shomer lebeis bailov ene mugsar, the animal is not considered return, and the shomer has to pay for a new animal. Rabbi Yaakov Eimer, Rabbi Yaakov disagrees. He says that the shomer could return it at any time. What's behind the machlokas between the Tanakama, which the Gemara is going to refer to as the Rabbanan, and Rabbi Yaakov? The Rabbanan, sorry, the Rabbanan hold, there's a general machlokas over here in regards to something that's asur bahana. Can I say that the item became asur bahana under my watch as a shomer, and I say I'm going to return it to you? The Chachamim say you can't. Rabbi Yaakov Sever, I'm going to be sure I know, Reishal Chalafanecha, that you can return it to him even though it's not asur bahana. Rashi explains astutely on the first narrow line that this would also apply to chametz she'avar alav ha-pesach. That if you have chametz that has passed the time of Pesach, that I was watching on your behalf, and I did not sell it to a Gentile, and I was over on chametz shavala of Pesach, can I now say, arei shel chalufanecha, and you'll be stuck with the chametz in its flesh, but it'll be asur ba'ano. So the Gemara is suggesting, according to Rabbi Yaakov, you can, and according to the Tanakama, you can't. Amar Rabba, Rabba suggests differently. That everybody agrees that you can return chametz bePesach as asur bahana. Dim kein niflog lini chametz bePesach. Because if this machlokus revolved around whether I could say Arei Shel Chalufanecha by Yisurei Hana, then the same halacha applies by chametz bePesach, and we should have learned it in Maseches Pesachim. But here we have a different question. Here, the Gemar Din of the Shor took place when there's a totally different issue that's at play in the Machlokis Rabbanan Rabbi Akiva. And that is, at the end of the day, what happens if the Psak of the Shor, the status of the Shor, is done not in front of the original owners? The Rabbanan Savri, back, continue on the Gemara, and we'll see the Gemara flesh out the issue. The Rabbanan hold, ain't goymrim dinai shel shor ela befanav, that the halachic status of the shor is only applicable to the owners when the Gemar Din takes place in front of them. The Amarle, because the owners could say, ihadrisi nale, if you had returned it to me before the Gemar Din, have markina leila agma, I would have escaped with it to a swamp. Hashta, now, it faste luture biyade, you grabbed the shor and you brought it to Bezdin, to lo yechilna lashtue dina bade, and now I'm not going to have any recourse because it really did do the Gneva. In other words, by bringing this animal to court, so then you are the one who caused me damage. The Chassam Sofer in the Tshuvas in Simin Kuf Hei is very much bothered. At the end of the day, isn't that the halacha? You have to bring your shor into court if it's damaged. The Rabbanan seem to be saying, well, at the end of the day, you created the problem by bringing it into court. Tshuva Kuf Hei. V'Rabbi, back into the Gemara. V'Rabbi Yaakov Savar, Gormen Dinoi Shoshar Shaloi B'Fanav. Rabbi Yaakov says, no, there's no problem. The Gemiras Hadin of the Shor could take place Shaloi B'Fanav. The Shomer didn't do anything wrong. The Amar Lei Saif Saif Migma Havig Mira L'Ledina. He would have to come to court, and since there's a requirement for him to come to court, I didn't do anything wrong. Explains the Gemara the sources of both those positions. My time at the Rabbanon, what's the rationale of the Rabbanon? The Torah Kedesha says, Hashar Yisakel V'gam Ba'olav Yumas. We know that it doesn't mean literally that the owner gets killed, but rather that the Bailim at times have to pay kofar. And Chazal Darshan, because the Pasuk uses such a radical formulation, Hashar Yisakel V'gam Ba'olav Yumas, that we infer that there are certain things about the process of the shor that the bailim also have to go through. Kimisas habailim kach misas hashor. Just like when it comes to its bailim, if they would be put to death, then so too the misas hashor. Ma bailim bifneim, afshor bifanov. Just like the bailim is not going to be put to death unless he's in front of bezdin, so too the shor has to be bifanov, and the shor has to be in court. The shor has to be in court, just like the baal has to be in court, the shor has to be in court. So therefore the Rabbanan say we could have whisked him away. Rabbi Yaakov, what's Rabbi Yaakov going to say? Bishlema bailim b'nei tainaninu. When it comes to bailim, the reason why they have to be in court is because that they, the defendant, we always ask him, does he have any last defense? El shor bar tanasu. So the whole argument, Rabbi Yaakov is going to respond that you could have whisked the shor away. It wouldn't have made a difference because we would have judged the ox in absentee. He didn't have to be there. At the end of the sugya, there is something that's still quite confusing that I'll only give you a marimakum about, and that is, at the end of the day, when is the shomer entirely responsible, and when could the shomer just simply return the shor? And ostensibly, the chachamim agree with Rabbi Yaakov and say that it's only in the case of nigmar dina that they disagree. What about the fact that the animal did damage under the shomer's watch? So Muki Yosef, on our Mishnah, gives us a couple of important rules. In some instances, the bailim are still responsible and lose because the shmira that they had given over to the shomer was not one that was appropriate for their animal. In other words, the shomer only took a shmira p'chusa upon in themselves. And then says in Muki Yosef, if the animal requires a greater shmira, then ultimately the bailim are going to lose, and as Rabbi Yaakov describes, they'll be able to return the animal in all instances to the owner, while the Chacham will say that will be only prior to Gemar Din. Let's Be'ez Hashem continue next part of our Mishnah, analyzed from the Gemara, by the Gemara, 10 lines from the bottom, that the halacha is that if you give him over to a shomer chinam, so then the shomer, if he was poshea entirely, explains in Muki Yosef, so then in such a case, they're going to be chayiv. Then the shomer is going to be chayiv. If the shomer did a shimir p'chusa, then in such a case, the bailim will lose, according to Muki Yosef. Tan rabban, abban nichnasu tachas ha-bailim. There are four that come in to take the place of the bailim. Ve'elu hein shomer chinam v'ashoyel noisesochav ha-sarachar. They take responsibility if they were poshea. Shomer chinam, of course, is someone who's watched without pay. Shol, someone who borrows. No, Sosocher is a watcher with pay. Hasocher is someone who rents. Hargu Tamin, if the Shomer took the responsibility to watch the animal when he was a Tam, and he killed, so then the animal is killed. Upturim min hakofer, but since they were being watched by a Shomer, there isn't a chiyuv of kofer. Muadin, but if they were a Muad, ne'rogin u'mishalmin es hakofer, if the animal, though, was a muad, so then in such a case, the animal is put to death. There is a chiyuv of kofer, as we learned towards the beginning of the parak, that the chiyuv of kofar is only for a mu'ad and not for a tam. That was why in the resha there isn't a chiyuv, not simply because there was a shomer, but tam there isn't a chiyuv of kofar. V'chayov and lahaksir to make sure lebaylov, and the owner is entitled to payment because it was a shar mu'ad that the shomrim should not have been poshea with. Chutz mi shomer chinam, the exception is a shomer chinam. A lot of these things are hard to understand, and the Gemara begins to take them apart. Amri hechidami, what exactly was the case of the Braisa? Idinatre, if we're talking about where the owners gave it over to a shomer, and the shomer watched appropriately, filu kulunami lifteri. So then in such a case, in all cases, even by a mu'ad, if he watched it appropriately, the shomer should be potter. And if he didn't watch it appropriately, afilu shomer chinam nichayiv. A shomer chinam also has to watch the basic shmira. And here the Gemara gives us the klal that we were alluding to before. Amri hachem mayaskina. 5 lines from the bottom, 4 lines from the bottom. Dinatre shmira p'chusa velo natre shmira ma'ula. The Sefer of our Mishnah is going to be talking about where the Shomer watched a nominal Shmira. If he be Poshea, as we mentioned above, definitely he's going to be Chayv. If he did a Shmira that's decent, so then there are times he's going to be, then it depends on what type of Shomer he is, whether he's going to be Pater and Chayv. Shomer Chinam calls a low Shmira. Shomer Chinam doesn't need to do anything more than a Shmira Pchusa. Kol Saleh means it ends. It ends, his requirement of Shmira ends there to do a most basic nominal Shmira. And therefore, it's the Bailim's loss by giving over the animal who is either a Shar Tam or a Shar Muad to a Shomer who is simply going to be doing a nominal Shmira. Hanach, but when it comes to the others, Ashol, Nosi, Sachar, and Socher, all of them are gaining benefit. And since they're gaining benefit, they need to do a Shmira Ma'ula. Hanach lo, Kolson Shmirasan. And their Shmira was only a Shmira Pchusa, and their Shmira didn't end there. They needed to do a Shmira Ma'ula. Now this takes care of understanding why there's a difference between Shomer Chinam and others in the case of Mu'ad. However, it doesn't take care of the resha that says that the owners do not get payment from the shomrim if the animal was a tam. Now the Gemara is going to explain why by a tam the halacha is going to be different, and that's going to get involved with the machlokis between Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yehuda in the next Mishnah that we have on Mem Hei Amud Beis. Before we go on, let's take a look at that Mishnah. We'll be Yotze two things at once. Number one, we'll do the Mishnah. We'll read it again when we get to it also. But we'll have clarity Bezer Hashem in that Mishnah, and then come back to the Gemara. The Mishnah on Mem Hei Amud Beis tells us the following, that if a person guards his animal in a most basic form of Shmira, then Rabbi Meir holds that is not enough. You're going to be chayiv in all instances. All instances being whether the animal is a shartam or a shamuad, you need to do a shmira ma'ula. Rabbi Yehuda holds that by a tam you're chayiv, but by a muad you're actually potter. And the reason for that is purely a gzeres hakasav that we're going to see in the Gemara later on, because it's almost counterintuitive. One would have thought the opposite. Now let's go back to our Gemara. Once again, Rabbi Yehuda says that you're chayiv in all instances when you do only a shmir p'chusa, while according to Rabbi Meir, you're chayiv for tam, but you're potter from mu'ad. Last line now on Mem Hei Amud Aleph. We learned again in the Braisa, 10 lines from the bottom of Mem Hei Amud Aleph, that the shomrim are potter from paying the owners if they did a shmir p'chusa, but if it's a mu'ad, then they're chayiv. Analyze the Gemara. Amri keman. So who's the price going to file? Ika Rabbi Meir, if it's following Rabbi Meir, do amar socher kishomachinam dami. Then that is not going to fit with Rabbi Meir, because there are two sugyas that it needs to be consistent with. It will be consistent, says Rashi on the bottom of Mehe Amid Aleph, that in a case of where you did a Shmira Pchusa, that's going to be enough for Tam, but it's not going to be enough for Muad, and therefore you pay Kofar. However, says the Gemara on the top of Mem Hei Amabez, Rabbi Meir and Bob Mitzian Daf Tzadi Hei Amabez says that a Socher is like a Shomer Chinam, falls into the category of Shomer Chinam. And therefore, once you said that the Shomer Chinam is going to be Potter, then the Socher should also be Potter, because both of them fall into the same category that they could get away with a Shmir Pchusa. So listen, Chutz Mi Shomer Chinam VaSocher, V'ika Rabbi Yehuda, and if you're following Rabbi Yehuda on our Mishnah later on, who says that a Muad, all it needs is a Shmira Pchusa, the Amar, and he holds, Socher Kenosis Socher Dami, in Bava Metzia, he holds that a Shomer Socher is like a Socher. So then, Nisni Chutzmi Shomer Chinam, the halacha should be that the Shomer Chinam should be Potter when he does a Shomer Chinam, and he does a Shmir Pchusa, the Kulan b'muadin, and in case when it comes to Muad, all of them should be Ptur in the Inyan Kofer, they should be Potter from Kofer, because a Muad just needs a Shmir Pchusa, and these guys did a Shmir Pchusa, it's just they didn't do a Shmira Mu'ula. That's a question. Amar Avuna Bar Chinino Hamani Rabbi Eliezer, we'll go back to a third Shita. In the Mishnah, Amem Hei Amabez, we have Shita Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yehuda in regards to what level of Shmira is required. And then we have Shita Rabbi Eliezer, Ein Loi Shmira Elasakin. Rabbi Eliezer is of the opinion that any way you guard it, you haven't done a good enough job, you're going to be Chayiv. According to Rabbi Eliezer, even a Shmira Mu'ula, you're going to be Chayiv on, Rashi says over there on the Mishnah. And therefore, in this case, the halacha is that they had to do every type of shmira, and as long as they didn't shech the animal, they're going to be chayiv. A. B. Ule inyan soicher savar la kerebi Yehuda. And he holds that a socher is considered like a shomer sachar. Okay, so it falls into the same category, and it's not falling into the category of shomer chinam. And that's why when it came to a muad, he needs to pay Kofer, because they needed to do even something more than a Shmira Mu'ula, only Sakin. Rashi then asks the obvious question in the end of Dibar Maschil Rabbi Eliezer, but what about the fact that he's Potter in the case of Tam to pay the Bailim? So Rashi says Rabbi Eliezer is Shita is that you're going to be Chayiv for Kofer, but you're not going to be Chayiv for Dmei Shor LeBailim, because he did a Shmira Me'ula. Abaye Omar, Abaye has a different pshat in the Braisa La'olam k'Rabbi Meir. Really, we're going to follow the Shita of Rabbi Meir. U'kedemachlif Rabbi Baravu of Atani Socher Ketzim Mishalim. Rabbi Meir Omer k'Shomer Sachar. Everything in the Braisa is going to work if you follow Rabbi Meir, but the question was, then why is the Socher not in the category of Shomer Chinam? Just like the Shomer Chinam should be able to get away with Shmira Pchusa, so to the Socher, according to Shitas Rebbe Meir, that Socher is Kishomer Chinam. The answer is that Rabbi Bar Avuha in Bava Metzia holds that a Socher is considered like a Shomer Socher, even according to Rebbe Meir. So that's why Socher is in the category of Shomer Socher. Yehuda Amar Kishomer Chinam, it's an inverted Shita. So now we have two possible approaches of who is the Tana of the Braisa. Either Rav Huna's approach that it's the Shita of Rabbi Eliezer, or the Shita of Abaye that's the Shita of Rabbi Meir. Now the Gemara gives a practical case to try to qualify the above Shita's Tanaim in very, very practical terms. Amar Rabbi Lazar, Maser Shoyroi L'Shomer Chinam. If one gives over his shar to a Shomer Chinam, Hizik Chayiv. If the animal damages, the Shomer is Chayiv. Huzak Patri. And if the
animal receives damage, is damaged,
so then in such a case the shomer is potter, shomerim is potter. Let's analyze, says the Gemara. Amri hechi dami. Ida kabel ala shmiras nizgav.
If the shomer accepted the responsibility for the damage when he watches it and the animal goes out and damages, afilu huzak nami l'chayv, then in such a case, even if the animal gets damaged, he should be chayv. He was mekabel a full shmira. Vida lo mekabel ala shmiras nizakov, and if he didn't take the requirement of shmir against damages upon himself, afilu hizik nami li potter, then if the animal damages, the shomer should be also be potter. Amarava loilim shekibel of shmiras nizakov, he took upon himself the shmira for damages. V'achem ha'iskin k'gon shikur boshu nachin, he knew that this animal was a nachin, one who goes and gores, and therefore he's chayiv. He took upon himself that he would guard that this shomer wouldn't, that this shor would not gore something else.
However, that he didn't think about. So our Gemara, in very practical terms, on the one hand says that when a shomer takes a tam and it's understood that he's accepting it for shmira, so then in such a case, he's going to be chayiv if he doesn't do a shmira ma'ula. On the other hand, if it's not clear that he's taking shmira upon himself, according to the Amorayim, he's going to be potter. Let's Be'ez Hashem continue on with the next Mishnah. Kashu balov b'mosera. If the owner actually guards the animal decently, explains Rashi, it's a shmira p'chusa. He ties him up with a rope. V'nol mafanv kiroi, v'yatzi v'hezik, echotam v'chamua chayv de Rebbe Meir. Very fascinating sheet of Rebbe Meir that says that even a shmira is not enough as long as it's not a shmira ma'ula. Rebbe Yehuda amr tam chayv mu'a patr. Even more striking is a sheet of Rebbe Yehuda who says that even though shmira p'chus is not enough for tam, but for mu'a to be patr, that's almost counterintuitive. And as we mentioned earlier, the Gemara is going to say that's exeris akosav. Shenemar velo yishmenu balav ushamer huzeh. You're chayiv by a muad if you didn't guard it, and this you guarded with a shmir p'chusa. Rabbi Eliezer strongly disagrees with Rabbi Yehuda. He also disagrees with Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Eliezer Amir ain lo shmir ela sakin. The Torah never said to simply do a shmir p'chusa. You're always chayiv because the only way to guard a shor is by killing it. In other words, you're always chayiv for your animals, no matter what type of shmira you did. Rashi summarizes beautifully at the end of the Mishnah. V'shalish machloikis bedavar. There's a three-way machloikis. Li Rebbe Meir shmira p'chusa chayiv u'ma'ula potter. Rebbe Meir is going to say that as long as you do a shmira p'chusa, you're going to be chayiv, but a shmira u'ula is always going to keep you potter. Rebbe Yehuda holds b'chusa nami potter. Rebbe Yehuda holds b'chusa you're going to be potter when it comes to mu'ad. Ula Rebbe Lazar b'mu'ula nami chayiv. And Rebbe Lazar holds that mu'ula you're going to be chayiv. We learned on Amud Aleph, or even the top of Memhei Amud Beis, that Rabbi Eliezer says that your chayiv, Rashi understands that that means only in regards to koifer. But if you're a shomer and you did an appropriate guarding, Rashi learns that you're not going to be chayiv for the bailim because you did an appropriate shmira. The Gemara analyzes the machlokas Rebbe Meir Rebbe Yehuda. My time of the Rebbe Meir. What's Rebbe Meir's rationale? Kasavar, Rebbe Meir holds, stam shvarim la becheskas shimur. That generally, a shor is not one that you could guard. In other words, according to the way Tosas explains in Dibar Maskel, becheskas shimur, is that people generally don't think of guarding their animals. And therefore, the Torah is coming to remind you to guard it. The Amar Rachmana Tam Nichayiv. The Torah comes along and says that Tam, you have to guard the Nibayle Shmira Pchusa, and you need it. And that guarding is a Shmira Pchusa. So Rabbi Meir says that since it's not normal for people to guard their shor, we could only expect when the Torah says that you're chayiv for a tam that you have to do a shmir p'chusa. Parenthetically, Tosis in the Ramaskal B'cheska Shimer points out that what makes this concept very confusing is the Gemara earlier on Daf Tezvav Amud Aleph used the term of lav b'cheska shimur and b'cheska shimur in a different way. So you can't compare between that Gemara and this Gemara, and there the Gemara meant something else. Hadar Amar Rachmana. And then the Torah, after you have the Parsha of Tam, as we've seen many times looking up the Psukim, tells us in the case of Mu'ud v'lo yishmerenu, that he'll be punished if he doesn't guard the animal. So Gabi Mu'ud, when it comes to Mu'ud, there, d'niboyle shmira me'ula. The Torah there says that you need to have a shmir me'ula. V'yalif negicha l'tam, negicha l'mu'ud. We have Gzeirah Shava that says that just like the halacha is that you need a shmir me'ula for tam, you're also going to need, excuse me, a shmir me'ula for mu'ud, so you're also going to need a shmir me'ula for tam. That's going to be a Gzeirah HaKasid. So even though logically we said stam shoram la b'cheska shimur, and therefore we would think that the Torah is telling you Tam needs a Shmir P'chusa, but since the Torah also requires a Shmir Mu'ula when it comes to Mu'ud, we make Gzeirah Shava between Mu'ud and Tam. From Mu'ud, we learn Tam. What about Rabbi Yehuda, who disagrees? Rabbi Yehuda doesn't equate the halacha between Tam and Mu'ud. The Gemara continues on the last narrow line. Rabbi Yehuda savar stam shvarm mecheska shimur kami. In general, we expect people to guard their shvarm. So Amar Achmana Tam nishalem. So if the Torah says that Tam needs to pay, despite the fact that he guarded it, because people generally guard their oxen, dini ba'ilei, so therefore the Torah is telling you that the only way you're potter is shmira me'ula, that you need to do a shmira me'ula. Hadar amar rachmanu v'lo yishmerenu gabi mu'ud. So then the Torah also tells you that you need to watch a mu'ud. So then havi riboy acha riboy. Why does the Torah need to tell you that if you already know it by tam? Vein riboy acha riboy. We have a general rule. There's no riboy meant to be marbe, el lemayet. But the Torah must be telling us the inverse. That here, you need less. Miyat akasav l'shmira me'ula. That the Torah tells you that you could get away with a shmira me'ula when it comes to mu'ud. And you're only going to be chayiv when it says v'lo yishmerena if you didn't do a shmira p'chusa. But if you did a shmira me'ula, which Rabbi Yehuda requires by tam, then you're going to be potter when it comes to mu'ud. V'chitem, and if you're going to say, like we had argued before, that there's a gzera shava between shar tam and shar mu'ud, v'chitem and negichal tam negichal mu'ud, hamiyat rachmanu v'lo yishmerenu l'zeh v'lo la'acher. There is a gzera sakasav that tells us v'lo yishmerenu, specifically on mu'ud, so then, once you do a shmir p'chusi, you're going to be potter for mu'ud, but for tam, you're still going to be chayv. Shmir p'chus is not going to be enough. Asks the Gemara, v'ami boilei l'lav. How could you say v'lo yishmerenu is coming to tell us that when it comes to mu'ud, only you could get away with shmir p'chus and not shmir me'ula, but don't you need that to tell you the iser by mu'ud, that it's you are over an iser by not guarding it with a shmir p'chus? Answers the Gemara, im kei nichtov rachmana v'lo yishmar, mai v'lo yishmenu, l'zeh v'lo lacher. It's coming to emphasize that on this, that's where the halacha applies. The Gemara continues to qualify other shitos tanoim. Tanya Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov, Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov taught, echa tam v'echa mu'ud shesham v'shmir p'chusa patur. Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov is in disagreement with the above tanoim, because he holds that both the case of tam and mu'ud, once you did shmir p'chusa, that's enough, you're going to be potter. My taima, Savar Laka Rabbi Yehuda, on the one hand he agrees with Yehuda, the Amar Mu'ud B'Shmir P'chusa Sagile, like we learned earlier, that the extra pasuk of Elo Yishmenu means that you didn't do the Shmira P'chusa, but if you do the Shmira Mu'ula, that's coming to be Mamayit for Shar Tam, that requires you to do a Shmira Mu'ula, and if you don't, you're going to be Chayiv. When it comes to Shar Mu'ud, there's Xeris HaKasa, you're going to be Chayiv only if you didn't do a Shmira P'chusa. If you did do a Shmira P'chusa, you're going to be Potter. So in that way, he holds like Rabbi Yehuda. However, he disagrees with Rabbi Yehuda, because he says the same applies to Tam. V'yalef negicha l'tam v'negicha l'mu'ud. And he learns out, Gzeirah Shava, negicha l'tam to negicha b'mu'ud. We're going to stop today's daf over here because Rav Ada Bar Ava is a separate approach in our sugya. And tomorrow's daf is a short daf, so we'll leave that for Be'ezer Hashem tomorrow. On today's daf, on the bottom of Mem Dalet Amid Beis, we had a Mishnah that told us that you could be Magdish and Mocher, an animal that's a Shara Niskal, that needs to be put to death because it itself killed, and the sale and the Hegdish would take effect only if it's prior to Gemar Din. The Gemara told us that there is a dissenting view of Rabbi Yaakov, who says that you could even return the animal. We also didn't mention that you could return the animal as well if you're a shomer. If you did a basic shmira p'chusa, then you could return the animal and you're going to be potter. As we saw, that there are many opinions that hold that once you did a shmira p'chusa, that's going to be acceptable when it comes to muad, and therefore you could, the shomer will just simply be able to return to the to a bailam. Alternatively, we also had on Amud Beis the shita of Rabbi Eliezer, who says that if the owner did not, the shomer did not accept upon himself shmiras nezakov, so then in such a case the shomer will also be potter. On Amud Aleph, we had seen that there is a fundamental machlokis in regards to Isurei Hana, whether someone could say Harei Shel Chalufanecha, the Shor had become Isurei Hana. Could it be that Rabbi Yaakov is saying that you could simply say Harei Shel Chalufanecha while the Rabbanan disagree? The Gemara suggests, no, that everybody says that you could say Harei Shel Chalufanecha, and the reason why the Rabbanan say that after Gemar Din, the Shomer can't return, is because the Bailim could claim and say the fact that you allowed the Shor to be taken to court is your problem, not ours. We would have gotten rid of the Shor, help it escape to an Agam. While Rabbi Yaakov says that the Shor anyhow could have been tried in absentee. The Gemara points out that when the Mishnah differentiates between a Shomer Chinam, who is Potter from Kofer, by a muad in a brisa on the bottom of the Mehe Amud Aleph, in contrast to other shomrim, like a shomer sachar, is based on the idea that the shomer chinam did his basic shmira p'chusa, and that's the only requirement that the shomer chinam has to do, according to the position of Rebbe Yehuda, or according to Rebbe Meir, the fi Rabba Bar Avua, that says that according to Rabbi Meir, the halacha is that a socher is like a shomer socher. Finally, we have a three-way machlokes tanoim in regards to the phenomenon of an owner that did a shmira p'chusa on his animal. According to Rabbi Meir, if you did a shmira p'chusa, then you're going to be chayiv, and a shmira me'ula, you're going to be potter. According to Rabbi Yehuda, a shmira p'chusa, you're also going to be potter if we're talking about a muad. And according to Rabbi Eliezer, you're chayiv for kofir even on a shmira me'ula. The Gemara then goes on to explain that it starts with an assumption of whether we say the owners generally are expected to guard their animals or not, and then what is the pasuk telling us after we start with a point of Stam Shvarim Becheska Shimur or Stam Shvarim Lav Becheska Shimur. Finally, we have a Shita Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov, who's of the opinion that we don't differentiate between Tam and Muad, and he holds that as long as you do a Shmir P'chusa, you're going to be Potter on the Kofer. This Be'ezer Hashem concludes Daf Mem Hei in Maseches Bava Kama.